Blog Talk Radio.
Michael Shakespeare, and we are in the studio today thanking and praise God for another week. Praise the Lamb of God. We thank God for a day of rest, hallelujah, and a time of refreshing. Praise the Lord. The prophet even have to rest sometimes. Praise the Lord. So Monday is our rest day officially, and we thank and praise God for all of you that's chiming in today and being a part of our live studio. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, what a wonderful time we had on last night as we concluded the book of Revelation in our study. Boy, it's been about a year-long study going through the book of Revelation, verse by verse, chapter by chapter, looking at all the various dimensions and all of the various sections that bring us the revelation of Jesus Christ as he revealed it to his servant John there in the Isle of Patmos. And we thank and praise God for all of you who have been with us journeying through the Bible. Praise God. Isn't it wonderful to have a page such as PSM, Praise the Lamb of God? There's no charge. and receiving inspiration all day long, good words, prayer, intercession going on for you, posts being made that uplift you, and good teaching. Praise the Lamb of God. Good, solid, biblical teaching with biblical interpretation. Praise God that causes you to grow and develop in Jesus Christ. We just praise God for what he has done, what he is doing, but I'm more excited about what God is going to do. Praise the Lord. Boy, as a prophet of God, you know, every now and then the Lord pulls us to the side, and this is a part of my testimony today, pulls us to the side in a quiet place. Hallelujah. I've been shut in. Boy, I'm telling you, 3 days last week, and then again yesterday, praise the Lamb of God, and I'm here today. And just hearing the voice of God just talk to me and share with me some things and revealing some things about me that I have overlooked, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Putting me in check. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Giving me some warnings and giving me, praise the Lamb of God, some directives in this season so that he can get the best out of me. Hallelujah. People of God, I tell you, it's a wonderful time. It's a wonderful season in God when God will come and speak to you, praise the Lamb of God, and pull you in to his presence, hallelujah, to address the relationship and allow you to know, I need you to do this so I can take you to the next level. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness gracious, what a wonderful God I serve. Hallelujah. He is my God. He is my King. My soon-coming King, and I love and adore him today. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, we've been praying for Mary Anderson, who lost her husband, praise God, on Sunday. Lost her husband Sunday morning, and we are with her, praise God. She is a member of the Truth Church. Therefore, praise God, you know she's got double indemnity here because she's faithful at PSM, praise the Lamb of God, and she's faithful at our ministry. So I will be doing the eulogy of Friday, praise the Lamb of God, at the Trinity Chapel. There, praise the Lamb of God, on 6 Mile, where the family has requested to have it on 6 Mile and Evergreen. It's their choice, their election, praise the Lord. I just want her to be happy and comfortable, along with her husband Howard's children, praise God, and be there for them, to do all we can to comfort that family, praise God. We thank God for all of the Truth Church that's responding so positively already, praise the Lamb of God, and this homegoing celebration. She is a member, praise the Lamb of God, of our ministry, and we praise God for all people of God. What a wonderful, wonderful, and awesome God we serve. To see her strength, to see her being so encouraged and encouraging others in the midst, praise the Lamb of God, of what she's going through. Every time I went to the hospital, praise the Lamb of God, she was the strongest one in the room. She was encouraging the rest, praise the Lamb of God, holding their hands. Hallelujah. Boy, I'm telling you, what a wonderful member to have. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Strong in the Lord. I came on the page last night for class. She's the first one in class. Praise God. Hallelujah. Responding and what have you. Other people, we find, praise the Lamb of God, at times a place to fall apart at a time where we can, praise the Lamb of God. But she decides that she will be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. So we're continuously praying for her, that she stays strong, praise God, people. And PSM, thank you for the love, hallelujah. Oh, thank you for the love you have poured on her, shed upon her, praise the Lamb of God, in your post, in your intercessory, praise the Lamb. I believe she's strong because of you, hallelujah, because of our prayers, hallelujah, that availeth much, has touched her life, and has strengthened her in a way that she know her God. That's all you have to do is know your God. Hallelujah. Just know your God. And when you know your God, you know that everything is all right. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I love you all today. Good to be back in the saddle. Oh, boy, what prophetic utterances. Praise the Lamb of God has gone forth over the weekend. Boy, I tried to, I put on the post, you know, I normally don't invite people to our ministry, you know, I don't pull nobody away from their own churches and things of that nature, but Sunday I had an unction to function, and boy, when I arrived at the church, angel, that angel of mine, praise the Lord, was leading praise and worship, and boy, it, the spirit swelled so strong, so intensely as she went into a spiritual song, praise the Lamb of God, that I jumped up and told the musician, you better remember this, praise God, hallelujah, as she touched the heart of God, hallelujah, singing to the Lord, oh my goodness gracious, until the prophetic broke out and we ended up prophesying to every adult in the building, praise the Lord, everyone was prophesied to, prophesied over, and then we ministered the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And let the word of God go forth. And of course, souls were added to the church. And we thank and praise God. Hallelujah. For our members who are even returning to the fold that had strayed away and some had left. Praise the Lamb of God. But they are coming home as God has spoken and said they would. I am happy, praise the Lamb of God, to be your minister day by day. I don't take it, advantage of this opportunity to be able to come into your living rooms and wherever you are, your cars, and minister the word of God to you and share with you on a daily basis. You are a special people to me, and I thank and praise God for each of you. Praise the Lamb of God that tune in. If you're listening to our voice today and you are listening through the internet, you would like to call in, be a part of our live show, you can do so today at area code 646-564-9818, area code 646-564-9818, and you can be a part of our live studio today, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, the dreams and visions keep coming. I know I'm not alone on this. Praise God, hallelujah, as we are continuing the fast another week. We have covenant with our ears, we have covenant with our eyes, we have covenant with our tongue, we have covenant with our mind. Now, brothers and sisters, put your hand over your chest, and we must covet our heart. Praise the Lamb of God. Our heart must be covenant this week. We must covenant with our heart. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. About the issues of life that we let proceed from it, because all of the issues of life, according to the scriptures, proceedeth from the heart. Hallelujah. I will let no hatred proceed from my heart. Hallelujah. That's the kind of covenant you need to make with your heart today. Praise the Lamb of God. I will not let evil proceed from my heart. I will not, praise the Lamb of God, let anything that will displease God proceed from my heart. I will walk in my integrity. Praise the Lamb of God. That's honesty. That's doing the right thing morally. Praise the Lamb of God. I will walk in my integrity. Hallelujah. That the Lord will be pleased with me. I will walk in the ways of the Lord. That the Lord will be pleased with me. Praise the Lamb. So let's covenant with our heart. Hallelujah. In this what week is this? Week five or six, it don't matter to me. As long as I'm standing the fast, praise the Lamb of God. I know it's a vegetal and fruit week, praise the Lamb of God, that we're eating vegetables, hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God, and that even in small portions. I stepped on the scale this morning, praise the Lamb of God. The prophet has lost weight, and I have lost some inches, praise God. Hallelujah. Of that I wanted to lose. I want to lose some. Praise the Lamb. It matters not to me. Hallelujah. I'm probably going to stay in this fast even longer. Hallelujah. For that reason, I need to shed some pounds. I want to, praise God, to get my boyish figure back. I'll put it that way. Praise God. Hallelujah. I love each of you today. Praise God. And I hope that your weekend was great. If you have a testimony today, you can push one on your dial, praise the Lamb of God, and we will entertain the testimony today. We want to hear from you. Hallelujah. The Lord's been doing great things in your life. We would like to hear from you today. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, oh boy, our God has done so much. And I believe that we are spoiled people. I really do. praise the Lamb of God, and considering all that God has done for us and all he does for us, I think sometimes we overlook, hallelujah, how good God really is. My goodness gracious. You know, the old people were just grateful for being awake in the morning. That was the beginning of their testimony. I thank and praise God I rose this morning, clothed and in my right mind. And then they would go on from there. Praise the Lamb of God. And people of God, we must learn to be grateful for the small things and see the blessing, praise the Lamb of God, in favor on our lives. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We must see favor on our lives and know when God has truly favored us, people of God. Hallelujah. And I know that there are many of you all that's being blessed, that have been blessed, that the promise of God are fulfilling, that God is opening doors and making a way out of no way, praise the Lamb of God, in your life. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, you know the enemy is busy, and Satan is trying to sweep many of us off our feet, but I want you to understand and know that God loves you today and that there is nothing that the power of God, praise the Lamb of God, cannot overcome in your life. You cannot and will not be defeated by the enemy, no matter how hard he try, as long as you continue to call on the name of Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. As long as you continue to seek the face of Jesus, praise the Lamb of God, the face of your God, I promise you, you will be the overcomer. You will be the overcomer if you seek him in faith. He will, praise the Lamb of God, open that door. He will send that agent. He will send that angel. He will send that assistance to you, praise the Lamb of God, to bring you forth, hallelujah, like pure gold. Because that's just the way our God works. That's just the way, praise the Lamb of God, our God works. He loves you. He loves you, and he loves you today. Praise the Lamb of God. Okay, people of God, hallelujah. I want to enter into prayer at this time, praise the Lamb of God. If someone would like to volunteer and lead us in prayer today, you can by pushing 1 on your dial, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, knowing that prayers of the righteous availeth much. The prayers of the righteous availeth much in this season, praise the Lord, hallelujah. There's just so many things that we could mention as we're approaching the National Day of Prayer, which is in just a couple of days, praise the Lamb of God. May 2nd is our National Day of Prayer, and we are organizing prayer calls around the region, praise the Lamb of God. Of course, we will be right here, hallelujah, interceding and praying and doing what we do on May 2nd, pray, which is just a couple of days away. Can you believe it? We are coming into May already, the fifth month of the year, praise the Lamb of God. Before you know it, we will be over again in November, hallelujah, and end to our revival season, praise God. We have a call up. Erico 248, your mic is hot.
Hi, I didn't know if anyone called in to pray. This is Andrea.
No one called in, but you can pray today. Praise the Lamb of God. Who's calling?
This is Divine Favor, Andrea.
How you doing, Andrea?
I'm doing good.
How's my son doing now? How's my boy, Sam?
He's doing good. He made it through the prom, and he has about 3 more weeks left of school, and he's doing good. He's showing strong signs of maturity.
Wonderful. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
I never heard nobody say nobody made it through the prom.
Yeah, it was a lot of things that I tried to come up with him, and it was just a test of his faith. And he acknowledged the Lord in it, and it just miracles. Money was put in his hand. He drove a Charger. You know, it was a blessing.
Make sure I get a picture, okay?
I sure will. I send one to Angel. I sure will.
Yeah, send one to Angel for me. Praise God, so I can put it in and get it framed up. Put it in a frame with him and his date. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That's my boy, Samuel.
Yes.
I want you to focus on prayer today and interceding, praise the Lamb of God, for the saints today, that the Lord will continue to manifest his presence and his power, Hallelujah. According to our fast, praise the Lamb of God. His presence, His power, and His promises is what we're focusing on. Hallelujah. In this season. And people of God, I promise you, praise the Lamb of God, they're emerging right before your eyes, and they will spring forth all that God has promised to you. Hallelujah. I've been walking with the Lord long enough to know this. I have seen the way He works. Hallelujah. He will bring it to pass if you trust and have faith in Him and walk before Him, praise the Lamb of God, with your whole heart. Hallelujah. Well, of course, we're praying for the sick and shut in. We are praying for Mary and those who are bereaved, praise the Lamb of God, and people who are shut in, shut up, pray and shut.
Hello, are you there?
For your divine love. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you are a God that has never failed. You are a God, hallelujah, that has always worked on our behalf. We reverence your holiness today. Praise the Lamb of God. We come before your throne humbly, Father, not arrogantly, but yet boldly, because your word says that we can come boldly to the throne of grace, hallelujah, to obtain mercy. So we find ourselves again, Father, sitting before you, bowed before thee, hallelujah, riding in our cars, looking unto the heavens, even as we drive, we're looking unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We thank you today, Father, that your love is great, that your love is mighty. We thank you today, hallelujah, that this show is representation of your love. We bless you for your people here today, Father. We thank you for every caller. We thank you, Lord, that each and every one of them belong to you today. Father, you have heard what we have stated. You have heard what we've said concerning you. And we know today, Father, that you're moving on our behalf. Thank you, Father, for this fast season. Thank you for this time, hallelujah, of Pentecostal explosion. Thank you, Father, hallelujah, that you're downloading and pouring out your spirit, hallelujah, mightily in the land, Father, setting things for revival so that your people can move in power of proclamation and demonstration. Thank you today, Father, that souls are being saved, that people are being snatched out the fire. Thank you today, Father, that the backsliders are being reclaimed. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, that the work that you started at Calvary is continuing. 2,000 years later, Father, we're still proclaiming your resurrection. We're still proclaiming that you're Lord. We're still proclaiming that you're soon to return, Father. Oh, God, today we thank you for all that you are to us. Look today, Father, those in hospitals, those in convalescent homes, they need you today, Father. They're calling on your name, Father. Somebody is walking down the hall with a bottle of oil in their hand or in their purse, in their pocket, about to anoint a loved one, about to anoint somebody, Father. I know you're able, oh God, that as they pray the prayer of faith, that the sick will recover. You're God today, Father. Move mightily today, Father. Look on the bereaved today. Look on Mary in a special way, Lord. We pray that you would console hearts today, that you would comfort children, Father, that you will allow, hallelujah, them to know that their loved one is in your hand, that you are the giver of life, you are the taker of life, Father, in the name of Jesus today. Look and have mercy, Father. Somebody needs you today, Father, to be a company keeper. Somebody needs a companion. Somebody just needs to hear your voice whisper their name. Someone needs you, oh God, to just come by their home, oh God, and make wrong things right, to straighten out the crooked path. Somebody needs you today as a healer. Somebody needs you today as a restorer. Someone needs a deliverer, and we know that you are, Father. You are our deliverer today. Somebody needs you, oh God, to wave your banners over them. Someone needs you today, oh God. Hallelujah to your name, Father. As Jehovah Shalom, somebody needs peace in their home, peace in their marriage, peace on their job. Father, look today. Send the word of peace today from your throne because you're God. Then, Father, today, Father, I pray, oh God, that your power, that your presence, hallelujah, be upon your people as we're fasting, Father. We covenant with our hearts to think no evil, hallelujah, to think no wickedness, to allow it not to proceed from our hearts, Father. Oh, God, but only you can create in us a clean heart and renew within us the right spirit because you're God. And you are God alone today, Father. Father, we desire your power that we may demonstrate to the world the God we serve. Hallelujah. That you are mighty, Father. Reclaim this nation. Reclaim our cities. Reclaim our churches. Reclaim our homes as yours, Father, and as your dwelling places. Hallelujah today, Father. We love you today. Pour out your provision on your people. Continue to allow the promises to manifest because we know all of them are yea and amen. Look today, Lord. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We love and adore you in this day. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Bless you, Father. Hallelujah. And amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Glory to Jesus. Praise the Lamb. Let me see what this is. Error code 248.
Yeah, I got disconnected. I couldn't have prayed it as more powerful as you. I thank God that you just
Well, you finna
because...
still pray. Hallelujah. Praise
thank
the Lamb
you.
Of God. We can't get enough prayer
thank
around
you.
Here.
Praise
the Lamb
you.
Of God. This is the place
of
and we believe in the
thank
word.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We believe
yes.
that when we pray, that
yes.
Allah moves on our behalf. So
yes.
I am going to allow you, daughter, to devil a lie. He ain't going to hold back that prayer today. Come on, pray for us. In
yes,
Jesus'
Lord. Hallelujah.
Name. Praise the
God,
Lamb.
We just thank you, Lord. We just praise you today, God. We just come before you, Lord God, with hearts of repentance, God. God, you know our thoughts are far off, oh God, and we're repenting today, Father, of the things that we may have said, the things that we may have done, God, even the thoughts that we may have had that have not been of you, Lord. We repent, Father, and we take this time right now, Lord God, to just ask you to show us, God, if there's anybody that we need to forgive. God, that you would just put
yes.
them before us right now, Lord God. Ha, it may be a child, oh God. It may be a family member. Whoever it is, God, put them before us. And God, cause us, oh God, to have a heart of repentance. Cause us to have a heart of forgiveness. Because your word is true, God, and you said if we don't forgive, God, you won't forgive us. God, help us to forgive from the heart today, Father. Not just with our mouths, oh God, but from our heart, God. Ah, Ndidiosha. Release us from the chains of bondage of unforgiveness today, Father.
Yes, God.
Ah, Ndidiosha. That we may flow under your anointing, that we may be on one accord, Father. Oh, God, and even this fast, God, you said that you have called a fast that you have chosen, oh, God. Huh? Oh, God, God, you said in your word, oh, God, hallelujah, that you desire truth in the inward parts, and we ought to confess our faults one to another. Well, God, there has been times in this fast that I have not been consistent, oh, God, and I'm sure I can speak for my other brothers and sisters, oh, God.
Yes.
But, God, I'm asking you right now, God, to remove the guilt, God. Cause us, oh, God, to move forward in you today, Father. Oh, God, God, those desires that we have, oh, God, hallelujah, if you don't take them away, God, they won't be taken away, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, touch each and every one of us. God, you know where we are on this fast, God. Oh, God, you said in your word, God, the spirit was willing, but the flesh was weak. Oh, God, we thank you for a special anointing today to move forward, oh, God, because we are looking for the jubilee, and we're thanking you for the spurts and the burst of jubilee throughout this time of seeking you, God. God, we thank you for the testimonies, God, that have came and those that are coming and those that are yet on their way, God. We're thanking you, God. Oh, God, we're giving you praise, glory, and honor for each and every testimony, God. We're thanking you, oh, God, hallelujah, that as we continue on in this fast, oh, God, that you will cause, hallelujah, our mind, our body to be in agreement, Father God. You said, how can two walk together unless they be in agreement, Father God? Oh, God, we thank you right now, Lord God, that supernaturally today, God, hallelujah, that fleshly desires are dissipating, God, even in our tongue, even our desire, even in our appetite, God. God, you know the voice, and we're thanking you now for filling them. Even the desire for companionship, oh, God, even when the man of God spoke, God, you knew it was me, God. Ha, but I thank you, oh, God, hallelujah, that you're with us, oh, God, and you fill the voice today, oh, God, the voice of loneliness, the voice of feeling alone, God. You promise that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. And, God, you have strategically placed people in our lives, God, and divinely connected us with who you would deem necessary and fit at the seasons of our life, God. And we thank you that in this time, oh God, we will not be deceived, oh God. Father God, you said whatever we bound on earth is bound in heaven. So in the name of Jesus, I bind every deceiving spirit, every symptom, oh God, that will cause us, oh God, to be deceived, oh God, of loneliness and cause us to be lured into the wrong directions. Oh God, I curse these demonic assignments against us. And I loose your anointing today, Father. I decree and declare that we will not be deceived by man. We will not be deceived by woman. We will not be deceived in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for our sharpening our spirit of discernment. And you're quickening our spirit, man.
Thank you.
And, God, even our ears, you're anointing them with fire, God, that we can hear your voice even the more clear, God. But, God, we know that you have placed people around us to speak words. But I decree and I declare that the words of the flesh and the people, hallelujah, just want to speak, oh, God, from their flesh is cursed right now, God. Oh, God, we shall hear from you and we shall know you for ourselves. God, even the spirit of religion and tradition throughout this consecration is being cursed, oh, God.
Yes, God.
God, I thank you, God. That, God, those of us that are hungering for a relationship with you, God. Oh, God, that you're going to give us a relationship, God. Hallelujah, that we've desired, oh, God, for a very long time, God. God, we're going to know you and we're going to know you for ourselves, oh, God. We thank you for the confirmation that shall come, oh, God. But we won't have itchy ears, oh, God. We won't be deceived in the name of Jesus. Oh, I apply the blood of Jesus over each and every member, oh, God. Hallelujah, that is participating, oh, God. I thank you for each and every member of the page, oh, God. Even those that have been stagnant. Those, oh, God, haven't been on the page, oh, God. God, hallelujah, they may be going through some things and feel alone, but God, cause them to be drawn in, God, with the right motives and the right intentions, oh, God. And God, if there's anyone, God, that has came onto the page that's not right, God, we decree and declare, God, a spirit of conviction, God. But there shall be no schisms in the body, God. We come against division even now, Lord. We bind the strong men of division, and we curse it at the root, and we loose unity. Because your word declares it's good and pleasant for brethren to dwell together in unity, God. We thank you, God, for unity, God, even as you deal with our hearts, God. Oh, we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that we unify with you first. Hallelujah, we can be honest and truthful with you first, God, and we thank you for the unity, God,
and the love that's going to flow, God, from heart to heart and breast to breast. It's going to flow throughout the page in the name of Jesus. We just thank you. We thank you, God, that as you're blessing us, God, hallelujah, you're blessing us indeed. You're enlarging our territory and our coast. You're keeping your hand upon us and keeping us from all evil, God. You're causing us to cause no pain, God. And as you're blessing our households, God, you're blessing our children. And not just, hallelujah, our natural families, but our spiritual families, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, you're protecting us and keeping us, oh, God. Oh, God, even our children, oh, God, as they're in school, as they're in college, as they're on their jobs, oh, God. Oh, shandarabasiha. We're applying the blood of Jesus over them today. Oh, shandarabahorarabasiha. We're asking you now, God, to cover them, God, as they travel to and fro, God, even in the vehicles that they may travel in, God. We're asking you, oh, God, to even stir up their gifts, oh, God. Handarabosia. Cause them to hear your voice even the more clear. Cause them not only to be willing, but to be obedient, God. We thank you, oh, God. We thank you, God. You said grace shall be the peace of our seeds, oh, God. We thank you, God, Ashandolobosia, for a bloodline hedge of protection around us, around our families, oh, God. Under the ocean, we thank you, God. You know what the members, hallelujah, are seeking you for. You know the things that we're in need of, whether it be jobs, oh, God, Handolobosia, whether it be favor with bill collectors, oh, God, finances, oh, God. I decree and declare, because you've given us authority to do that, hallelujah, that which is being held up is being released in the name of Jesus. We're calling it forth out of the spirit into the natural. Handolobosia. In the name of Jesus. It's in your mighty name, God, that we pray and we thank you. Oh, God, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, glory. Thank you. We're not ashamed.
I am worshiping you, my God in heaven. Praise the Lamb of God. Jonathan, stop still, y'all. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My God. Wait a minute. We got a caller here. I'm going to open that mic right now. Error code 985. Your mic is hot.
Hey, man of God. This is my I'm a first-time caller. I'm new to the page. Guess what? I'm enjoying what I have partaken of so far, but guess what? I just was looking for prayer.
What's your name here now?
My name is Deborah.
Deborah, and you're calling in. Where you calling from?
I'm calling from Louisiana.
From Louisiana, praise the Lamb. How are we going to direct our prayers for you today, dear?
We're going to direct my prayers that God gives me unity, gives me clarity and peace in the area of this new ministry assignment that I'm in. I've been released to work with a new ministry, and I have a new assignment. And I'm just seeking clarity from God right now in this place that I am, because, you know, once you make a move, the opposition comes, and I'm getting a good bit of opposition right now. I'm just seeking clarity right now.
Hallelujah. Well, you know, you got to put that armor on. Praise the Lamb.
Yes.
Get your armor on now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father in heaven, we give you praise and honor for this, your servant, hallelujah, that calls in for prayer today. I know, Father, that you are a prayer-hearing God and that you hear us always. And this is our confidence when we pray, Father, that we shall have the things that we pray for. Hallelujah. Because when we pray, we don't pray selfish prayers, but we pray according to your will. Father, in the name of Yeshua, your child is called in seeking clarity, seeking direction, hallelujah, and seeking the blood covering, hallelujah, that no weapon formed against can prosper, for they are your servants, O God, and this is our inheritance. We thank you today, hallelujah, that your word is sure, that your word never fail. We thank you today, Father, that this your servant shall go forth in ministry prospering, hallelujah, in this new assignment, in this new place that you have directed, oh God, that you have released to. I pray now, oh God, that not only, hallelujah, do they put their hands to this assignment, but that prosperity would follow them, hallelujah, that you would bless them in a way that those around will know that you are with them. Bless today, and we give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah, and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless you.
Bless you, man of God. Thank you.
You are so welcome. My
Amen.
God in heaven. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's Testimony Tuesday here on the show, and we thank and praise God for each of you that's here with us today. Praise God. If you are here and you have a testimony, praise the Lamb of God. All you have to do is push one on the dial, and you can share in your testimony today. Praise God, because so much is going on. I want to ask you to pray also for Pastor Saunders, praise the Lamb of God, in New Jerusalem in Flint, Michigan. His mother, praise the Lamb of God, had a heart attack, and he had to fly down to Shreveport, Louisiana, on last night. Praise God. I've been texting him back and forth this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Interceding and praying with him concerning his mother. And I would that we would, praise the Lamb of God, remember her in our prayers. Hallelujah. Just call her Mother Saunders. Praise the Lamb of God. Remember her in our prayers. Praise God. Hallelujah. That God would touch, strengthen that heart, and raise her from that sick bed in Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lamb of God. I believe in the works of prayer. I really do, people of God. I believe that God has given us this tool, this instrument of prayer, to be able, praise the Lamb of God, to draw things from the heavens, out of the spiritual realm into the natural realm. I believe that, prophetic people. I believe that God has allowed prayer to be that agency. Praise God. Even as we look in the Word of God and in this season that we're in, you know, as it relates to Pentecost and this, that, and another, the after effects of the outpouring, praise the Lamb, were dynamic. Hallelujah. The outpouring was dynamic. Wait a minute. Where is my son, Britt? Where is Prophet Daryl? What's going on here today? Praise the everybody. This is y'all rest day. I thought Monday was our rest day. Praise God. Uh-oh. I think this one of them right here. Praise God. This is Prophet Darryl.
Yes, sir, Apostle. How are you?
No, you tried to sit on the sideline on me today. I had to pull you out of the crowd.
I was on the train, so you know I didn't want to cut up on the train.
Oh, you was on the train. Praise God. You was a rolling stone, I tell you that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Man, you know, this thing called prayer is so powerful and so effective. It's a wonder why Jesus told us to always pray and not faint. It's a wonder that he took the time to leave us the model prayer, hallelujah, in print. But at Pentecost, praise the Lamb of God, the results of Pentecost, Prophet Darryl, I see something mighty as I was reading this morning, praise the Lamb of God, in Acts, the third chapter. You know, you and I was exploring Acts 2 last week, but Acts, the third chapter, begins, praise the Lamb of God, with Peter and John on their way up to the temple at the hour of prayer.
Ooh.
They on their way up to the temple at the hour of prayer, and the noise and the excitement that swelled the breeze there in Jerusalem was all about the resurrection of Christ and, praise the Lamb of God, this Pentecostal experience that none could deny, praise the Lamb of God. What an explosion. Over 3,000 was added to the church in one moment, praise the Lamb of God, a new colony of people formulated, praise the Lord, as a Christian community, Christ followers, praise these believers who were baptized in the name of Jesus and converted and filled with the Holy Ghost. And now, praise the Lamb of God, in the midst of this noise, you know, when there is a noise, oh my God, I felt this when I, oh God, thank you, Jesus. When there is a noise, or a sound, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that's released from the heavens, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And a lot of times we think we be making the sound and sending it to heaven, but really it be heaven's sound, praise the Lamb of God, being released out of us so that we can get in harmony with heaven, praise the Lamb of God. But when a noise goes forth, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, of praise. And we have to, I mean, can you imagine the level of praise, Prophet, that they had on the day of Pentecost when this took place?
My Lord.
Man, I mean, it had to be jubilation all over the place. I mean, you talking about holy dancing and running around and this, that, and another. Boy, oh boy, and high-fiving and what happened. It had to be some extraordinary excitement, praise the Lamb of God, going on. And this is the spirit that these two apostles are in, praise the Lamb of God, as they ascend to go up into the temple through the beautiful gate, praise the Lamb of God, at the hour of prayer. It's the hour of prayer, praise the Lamb of God, set in the Jewish calendar, not the Christian. Set in the, but look at them now, they're still going to the temple, praise the Lamb of God, attempting and doing their best to be a part of that fellowship. They have not disassociated themselves, praise the Lamb of God, from that assembly, because they recognize, praise the Lamb of God, that God wants to manifest his power, praise the Lamb of God. And now I want to stop right there. There, I know you're going to jump on this with me because there are so many believers, watch this, Darryl, disconnect from the assembly because of their giftings. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. They disconnect from the assembly, praise the Lamb of God, because of their giftings and what have you. Praise the Lamb. But these people, these two apostles went up to the temple at the hour of prayer, praise the Lamb of God, to engage in prayer. Hallelujah. And as they're going, something takes place. There is a beggar that is brought to the gate, lame, praise the Lamb of God. laid at this beautiful gate who was begging for alms. He wanted to get something from people, a handout, praise the Lamb of God, but we know he needed a hand up, but he was looking for a handout. Hallelujah. Our investigation and inquiry should be to try to find out, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, what was it that really infused these men, praise the Lamb of God? How do you get from point A to point B, praise the Lamb of God, to the place of power, hallelujah, that God can use you to raise up somebody that's lame?
My Lord.
How do we get from, I believe, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, I'm a believer, and this, that, and another, I've been through the repentant state, I've accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, to empowerment, praise the Lamb of God, with demonstration. Now a lot of people, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, needs to really look at, praise the Lord, the process that the disciples went through in order, praise the Lamb of God, to be empowered on this level. Hallelujah. This didn't just drop on them overnight. This came through a fellowship, praise the Lamb of God, with Christ Jesus. This came through a training with Christ Jesus. This came through an everyday, praise the Lamb of God, connection with the Lord, praise the Lamb of God, that resulted in empowerment. And we must understand that, praise the Lamb of God, that we have to fellowship with God every day. There's no day off. There's no vacationing from fellowshipping with the Lord, praise the Lamb of God, and the study of the Word of God. Hallelujah. These two things go together, praise the Lamb of God. Fellowshipping with the Lord in prayer, in praise, in worship, and the Word of God. As prophetic people, we must understand that this is an everyday occurrence. Hallelujah. This is an everyday occurrence. Praise God. David was so apt about it until he writes, praise the Lamb of God, in the first Psalm, that we should meditate in the Word of God day and night. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That the Word of God should be a part of our filtering, a part of our thinking. Every day, praise the Lamb of God, all day long, we should be meditating upon the Word of God as we're going and doing and making that Word, praise the Lamb of God, applicable, hallelujah, to our life and our lifestyle, hallelujah.
Come on, Apostle.
Because that's when the Word of God come alive in you, man, praise the Lamb. That's when the Word of God comes alive in you and you start tackling your situations and your circumstances, praise the Lamb of God, with the Word of God and not in your natural. Hello, people of God, praise the Lamb of God.
Come on.
Now watch this. Praise the Lamb of God. I just told the young lady that called in to put on her armor. Praise the Lamb. I said, well, you know that you got to be armored up. The most important piece of your armor, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, is the last thing he says, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And that is, praise the Lamb of God, that sword, hallelujah, which is the Word of God. Praise the Lamb of God. That sword, which is the Word of God. Praise the Lamb of God. That's our only, watch this now, that's our only defense mechanism. Praise the Lamb of God. That's the only thing he gives us to fight with. It's the Word of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And when we have the Word of God, brother, praise the Lamb of God, when it's in your mouth, when it's in your heart and in your spirit, I share with people all the time, when you speak it, it gurgitates up as rhema word. It gurgitates up as life word with power that's impactful, praise the Lamb of God, that changes destinies, that changes circumstances, that changes situations. But we must have that fellowship, praise the Lamb of God. These two men, praise the Lamb of God, people of God, went up to this temple at the hour of prayer with a knowledge, praise the Lamb of God. They didn't go up there ignorant of Christ. They didn't go up there ignorant of their abilities and their anointing. They didn't go up there ignorant of what, praise the Lamb of God, God would have them, praise the Lamb of God, to use and utilize. They knew it because they was taught and trained by Christ Jesus, praise the Lamb of God. They were taught and trained at his feet. And then they were empowered with the Holy Ghost, praise the Lamb of God. Then they were empowered with the Holy Ghost. Boy, and can you see them, man? Because, you know, this really is, we would say this is the first miracle behind Pentecost, but Pentecost really was the first miracle. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. This really is the second miracle when Peter and John goes up, praise the Lamb of God, to the temple at the hour of prayer. And this man is sitting there or laid there with his cup, praise the Lamb of God, expecting something as people entered the temple and exit the temple through the main gate, which was made of Corinthian brass, this beautiful gate it was called, praise the Lamb of God. And he looked upon them expecting something. When the man of God looked at him and said, look upon us. He looked with an expectation of receiving an lamb. He looked with an expectation of receiving some money or something from them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. But we as believers must be discernful enough to recognize, praise the Lamb of God, need above greed. Then we must be able to recognize, praise the Lamb of God, the real need. Hallelujah.
Think about.
That man didn't need money. He needed legs. He needed the ability, praise the Lamb of God, to work out his own situation. Now, I can submit this to you too, man, right here as we're talking, praise the Lamb of God. Some people don't want to be made whole. You know that, don't you?
Woo!
Some people like that. They like the pity party. They love, praise the Lamb of God, getting their attention, praise the Lamb of God, in their condition. They really don't want to be, they don't want to be off of welfare. They don't want to be off of public assistance. They don't want to be off of disability. They want to keep the cup out there, praise the Lamb of God, getting the sympathy that they can get, praise the Lamb of God. Everybody don't want to be made whole. Wait a minute, this is my sister here in Detroit. Bertha.
Hi, Prophet. Hi, Prophet Durrell. How are you doing?
I'm going to jump in here and preach. I feel it. Come on, Bertha.
I don't want to preach, Prophet. I have a question.
Oh, okay.
I have a question. Can it be that sometimes that we as believers and prophetic people, we don't receive the power that the apostles had at the day of Pentecost? It's because God can't trust us to do what he
said,
do with it.
Oh, my God. Yes, I do believe that, Bertha. Praise the Lamb of God. I will not sit here and lie and say no. I believe in my heart that God has saw, praise the Lamb of God, the distortion, praise the Lamb of God, and the extortion of the gifts, praise the Lamb of God, as he has dispensed them in the earth realm, praise the Lamb of God, since the day of Pentecost, of how they're being used, praise the Lamb of God, and what we do with them as it relates to self-praise. That's number one. Praise God, that vainglory, as though we are the gift. Hallelujah. He couldn't give it to the neighbor next door. He had to, we're the only one who can have it. Praise the Lord. Lord, that's one thing. Number two, our arrogance and pride that comes when God gives us a certain measure of power and authority instead of humility. Number three, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, is our perpetration, praise the Lamb of God, of the power in order to profit. And the last, most of the time, is first, praise the Lamb of God. We perpetrate the power of God, praise the Lamb of God, in order to profit. And many times, praise the Lamb of God, when that takes place, it's out of the context of Scripture and out of the will of God the way it's being done. And we must be very mindful, praise the Lamb of God, of the Word of God that He gave us on the page. Hallelujah. I believe that was, I believe it was last Thursday when the Lord spoke the corporate word to us, the last corporate word the Lord gave us on a Thursday night, praise the Lamb of God. The Lord's bringing it back to my remembrance now. He warned us, praise the Lamb of God, that when I give you my power, hallelujah, not to misuse it. He warned us, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. He said, now you're praying for this Pentecostal power. I'm going to give it to you.
Come on, Apostle.
But then he said, whoa, praise the Lamb of God, to them that misuse and abuse my power, because my power is my glory.
Yes.
Power in my glory. I have to give you my glory in order for you to walk in my power.
Hallelujah.
And my glory I will not share with another. It's right there in the book. Praise the Lamb of God. It's right there in the book. Praise God. I didn't make that scripture. It's right there in the book of Acts. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When Herod stretched forth his hand to persecute the church, praise the Lamb of God, right there in the book of Acts, and he tried to take glory to himself. The angel of the Lord killed them right there, and the worms ate them up. It's right there in your Bible. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
God said, I will not share my glory with another.
So we
must understand, praise the Lamb of God, that this outpouring, hallelujah, of power and demonstration that God is bringing to, is going to give us and releasing us into in this season, so that we can be powerful demonstrators and witnesses, we cannot take this lightly. Praise the Lamb of God. We must walk in spiritual integrity. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. I totally agree with you on that. Praise God. That spiritual integrity must be intact. Hallelujah. That we must reverence it. That God must be able to trust us with the measure that he has given us, praise the Lamb of God, that he might be glorified. And his
Amen.
Name alone. Because you know, somebody's easy ready to set up camp as soon as they get a little measure of power. They want to set up camp. Praise God. Bring the lights. Bring the makeup. Let's roll it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And then start lying out of their tongue just as fast as they can just to have something to say. Just to have something to say. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So we must be careful in this season, praise God, as God empowers us as an empowerment of the tongue that we
That's
can
right.
do the thing. Hallelujah. And God performs.
Amen.
There's an empowerment in our hands that we can lay hands and they recover.
That's right.
There's an empowerment in our will when our wills become one with God. Hallelujah.
Right.
And before we can almost think it, God performs it.
That's right. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. And then we must be conscious of the divine assistance that in many situations and circumstances, angels will be present, but you won't be able to see them.
Yes, Lord.
And you will stretch forth your hand thinking you're healing, and it's the angel's hand that's laid on the person.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We have nothing to glory in, nothing to boast in,
except
that we've been saved by the power of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Jesus.
And the blood of the Lamb.
Yes,
Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah. Thank
you. Hallelujah. That's all we have to boast in. That's all we have to become proudish about. Praise the Lamb of God. So I agree. What do you want to add to that?
You know what, Apostle?
Yeah, man.
You know, a lot of people does that, and that's why God don't allow his spirit to rest upon everybody, upon certain individuals all the time. He said he will share his glory with no man. You know, see, I know some folks that they are so puffed up in pride. You know, I prophesied in my mother's name. You know, you can hear some priests say, I preached in my mother's ancient. I did this.
Wow.
And you know not the glory of God that enabled you to do it. You know, just
that's
like,
right.
You know, people say, what I say, to God be the glory. Give God back his glory.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes, give God his glory and give him his praise. Praise the Lamb of God, and don't be waiting around to sign no autographs. Because if you see truth, all it'll have on it is Jesus.
Woo!
You'll be able to sign as Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God, because he's the one that is performing it. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Don't be standing around signing all that. Oh, can I have your autograph? You should sign Jesus. Gone about your. See, this is what made Jesus. This is a part of the scriptures, praise the Lamb of God, that we don't get in depth in and study and bring about, praise the Lamb of God, a reoccurrence. And that is when the Lord Jesus says, praise the Lamb of God, when the Lord says, watch this now, praise, when the Bible says this about Jesus, he made of himself no reputation.
That's right.
He thought it not robbery to be equal with God.
Yes, he did say it. Yes, he did.
He thought it not robbery. In other words, praise the Lamb of God, he didn't think he was doing nothing wrong. Hallelujah.
Glory
he didn't think he was stealing God's glory or nothing to be equal with God. He didn't think it was robbery for him to be humble. He didn't take it as a loss of him. So he made of himself no reputation.
Jesus.
He gave all the glory to his Father.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
All the way to the cross, he gave all the glory to his Father.
Yes,
praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Therefore, God was able to use him in a greater measure.
Mm-hmm.
Highly exalted him. That's what the Bible tells you right behind it. Because of that, he was highly exalted. That
yes,
at the name
was.
Of Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because of his level of humility, humility.
Yes,
because of how humble he was. Because he didn't make himself no reputation.
That's right.
God gave him a name that's preferred above all others.
Yes, yes, yes.
That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow.
Every tongue
shall confess that he is Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lamb of God. And so we must look at this, praise the Lamb of God, and recognize that the disciples had tapped in, praise the Lord. They had tapped in, man. They took on the Spirit of Christ. Praise the Lamb of God, recognizing they didn't pay no money for it or anything of this nature. It was given to them. They were filled. They were empowered. Praise the Lamb of God. And they knew God was with them. That this is another thing that we're going to have to embrace. Know that you know that God is with you.
Hallelujah.
It can't be about you stopping speaking in tongue and waiting on lightning to strike. You have to know. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Praise the Lamb of God. You know, you can be around a person, and I just want to use this as an analogy here, Bertha. You can be around a person, praise the Lamb of God, prophet, long enough when you first come into their presence. You will smell their fragrance, their perfume, and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right or wrong? As soon as you, walk up, you'll smell their perfume, their fragrance, and all of this kind of thing. They'll get in a car with you, and you'll drive down the road with them, and then drive down the road with them. Praise the Lamb, you all stay together the majority of the day, you won't be able to smell it no more.
That's right.
That's true, Apostle.
Because your nose becomes desensitized to that fragrance. But you know they're there.
Amen.
But you know they're there. And you don't, when you want to know if they're there, you don't go to sniffing.
That's right.
The same thing has to take place with our knowing of God. Hallelujah. When the power of God come, when you get up in the morning, you get into the presence of God, hallelujah, and the power of God come on you, you got to know God is with you. You ain't got to feel
right.
that over and over and over and over again all day.
That's Jesus. Right.
Every time you go pray for somebody, you trying to get that feeling. You got to know he on me, he in me, and he working through me.
Amen. 100%.
He said, if you believe this word, praise the Lamb of God, and commit to carrying this word, which is the gospel of Jesus Christ, he said, Lord, I'm with you always.
Always.
And I don't know if anybody know what always mean. That means he with me when I'm in the bathroom. He with me when I'm in the shower. He with me when I go up the stairs, down the stairs, in the door, out of the door. He with me on the south side, on the east side, north side. He with me on a plane or a boat. He never leaves me.
Always.
He's always, I don't have to look for him. He's there. I'm just desensitized, praise the Lamb of God, to this presence, praise the Lamb of God, because we're so one now. Our fragrances have mingled. I smell like him and he smell like me. Praise the Lamb of God. That's what happens when two people really get married and live with each other long enough, praise the Lamb of God. If they don't put on no perfume and stuff, praise God, they smell like each other.
That's right.
Because their fragrance is mixed. Their fragrance become one. Hallelujah,
amen.
Somebody. Praise the Lamb of
amen.
God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So you want your spirit to become one with Christ in such a way, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that his fragrance is your fragrance.
Yes.
Glory can be seen on your face.
Amen.
Yeah. Hallelujah. And your words is his words. When you speak, you prophesy, when you minister, when you teach, whatever you engage in, praise the Lamb of God, you recognize it, that this is the word of life that's coming out of my mouth. Hallelujah.
Right.
When you're in conversation with people, you recognize that prophetic word can jump out of my mouth at any moment without me even knowing it.
That's right.
That it can just flow because I'm one with him. My tongue belongs to him. I gave it to him this morning. Praise the Lamb of God. I gave him my tongue so that he can speak when he get ready to speak. Absolute automatic. Absolute automatic. Absolute automatic. The believer must come in his oneness with Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Bible don't say that Peter and John stood there and had a prayer meeting.
No, it don't.
They said, look on us.
Look on us.
Then they looked at them and said, silver and gold have we none.
Yeah.
We ain't got no money to give you. But we got something better than money.
Hallelujah.
And matter of fact, we have something that money can't buy you.
That's right.
Salvation.
Hello, light bulbs. That's deliverance.
Hallelujah.
Which is
thank
salvation.
God.
We have something, praise the Lamb of God, that if we give you this, you won't have to shake that cup no more. Won't nobody carry you no more and lay you down and leave you at the gate when they should have been taking you into church.
Hallelujah.
Isn't it a shame that they left him at the gate to beg and didn't take him into church for intercessory prayer?
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
You see how confused the Old Testament believers are? And we got New Testament believers the same way?
Jesus.
We don't know when to take people into the presence of God.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
They laid I'm going to read it to you. Praise God. Right here in the third. Now, Peter and John went up into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. Praise the Lamb of God. The ninth is the hour of birthing. We know that, right, Bertha?
That's right.
And a certain man lame from his birth, from his mother's womb, from birth, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that enter into the temple. Wait a minute. This is the part I wanted to get to. Laid daily. They laid them daily. Where did they lay them? At the temple or in the temple? Laid them at their gate.
That's right.
Not once do it say they took them in.
Not one time.
Say, come on, congregation, let's lay hands on them. Mm. Let's pray to the power of God hidden. Let's do something. Anoint them with oil. They laid them at the gate to beg.
Laid them at the gate.
Do you know why? Because it made them feel good when they dropped something in his cup. They think they're doing God a service.
Mm-hmm.
My Lord.
It gives people self-gratification when they do good. They don't do the good for the glory of God. They do it for their own self-gratification. That really made me feel good when I gave so-and-so, so-and-so, so-and-so.
Glory to God.
God feel good when you did it. Hello, light bulbs. When you show love one to another, it should make God feel good.
That's right.
And these men stood here looking at this man's need, praise the Lamb of God, and said his true need is to be able to get up and go in the temple.
That's right.
Since won't nobody take him. He's missing all of the necessary ingredients and elements in order to empower his life by leaving him at this gate. Ain't no preaching going on at this gate.
Sure not. Jesus.
Ain't no praise and worship going on at the gate.
Glory to God.
Ain't no deliverance going on at the gate. Why are we leaving him here at this gate?
Ah, yes, God. Thank you, Lord.
Because we don't have no faith in our own prayers. It's the hour of prayer, and we're leaving them at the gate.
Glory to God.
Because our prayers have become ritual.
Jesus.
Our prayers have become religious.
Hallelujah.
Our prayers have become so until we're not really talking to God. We're praying amiss for a show to people.
Ooh, okay. Thank you, Lord.
Mm. Yeah.
Jesus.
Glory to the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to the Lamb of God. We're praying. We pray and we intercede many people just so, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. They can say we pray good. Oh, what a prayer.
You better preach and teach, prophet. Jesus.
That's why Jesus told his disciples, when you pray, don't you pray to be seen of men. Or to be heard. Don't you be like them Pharisees.
Jesus.
Don't you be like them hypocrites.
God.
Praying to be recognized and seen.
That's what he said.
He said, when you pray, wherever you at, in public or in private, enter into your secret closets.
Oh, hallelujah.
Don't care about what nobody hearing you say. That's why the average saint can't pray in public because they don't know how to go in their private closet.
Ooh, hallelujah, Lord.
Don't know how to shut the world out and say, I can talk to my daddy anywhere because me and him won.
Teach your apostle.
Hello, light bulb.
My God.
Teach your apostle.
Because when you really get with God, you're going to find out you always with God, but you ain't never, ever always with nobody else.
Yeah.
I put that in your pipe and smoke it for a little while until you get the taste going on there. Praise the Lamb of God. Once you really recognize that you're always with God.
Oh, my God.
So therefore, you should always be talking to God.
Jeez.
You should always be in conversation with the Lord because he's always present. Man ought always be praying.
Hallelujah.
And not continuous conversation with the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Continuous fellowship. Continuity at his best.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name.
My God, my God. Boy, we got people calling in now. Hallelujah. Let me see what this is here. My God in heaven. Erico 818.
Yes, hello.
Hello, who's calling?
Oh, it's Tammy.
Hi, Tammy, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
I'm praising God today. Praise God for you.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You. Yeah, just enjoying the message.
You just enjoying the message? Just calling
yeah.
You enjoying the message?
Yeah, just back listening. Just taking it in.
My God, yeah. My God. Well, we bless God for you. Thank you for being here with us today. How you feeling all right?
Yes, doing a lot better. Thank you for asking. It's been tough, but yeah, God is good.
You feel the Lord stretching out in you?
Yes, I do. Thank you so much for that.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. All
yeah,
right, baby. Bless you. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Thank you
Hallelujah.
So much.
Let me see who else this is right here. It's another one. Erico 773.
Bless you, Dad. This is your son, Pastor McGee.
How you doing, Pastor? How you doing, son?
I'm doing great, and I'm doing fabulous, and I am so happy that you're teaching on this today. It is something that is really needs to be said. That goes from the pulpit all the way back to the back door.
Yes, Lord.
It needs to be said, and I think we need to come out from behind the four walls and start demonstrating the power of God that's already inside of us. If we recognize the power of God that's only inside of us, we won't be having these problems. But somebody don't know who they are.
You're messing
you
with the close of my message right here, man.
when you don't know who you are,
Hallelujah.
You don't have the power to do what God has given you the plans to do. And when you don't have the plans to do what God has told you to do, then you lost the blueprint of what he told you to do.
Jesus.
So I'm very excited, Dad, that you're teaching on this, and this is so, so needed. I needed it, and quite a few others ain't going to admit that they needed it, but they need it too. So I'm so happy that you're teaching on this, and I want you to teach more on it, and don't stop until somebody hear it, like it's supposed to be heard from the pulpit all the way back.
Amen. Thank you, son. Thank you for the encouragement, man of God. Thank you so much, Pastor McGee. You said something, praise the Lamb of God, that I was leading to, praise God, because when Peter and John, praise the Lamb of God, grabbed this man by the hand and said, rise up
right.
and walk. And
right.
immediately strength was given to him. Praise
right.
the Lamb of God, because we want some immediate miracles here now. We don't want, praise the Lamb of God, holy things to just keep on processing. I want
right.
to see God move, people of God.
Right.
Like,
Amen.
Fasting, I ain't fasting just to lose weight. I'm
no,
in here.
Not.
I want some power. Praise the Lamb of God. I want to see people get up out of wheelchairs.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I want my dreams to become reality. I've dreamt that I was in services and grabbed people by their hands and they got up out of wheelchairs. I'm pursuing the promise.
Right.
Praise God.
But first, God got to break out of me.
Right.
He got to break out of us. When this man got healed, he broke into the temple. He interrupted the service.
That's right.
The Bible says he ran into the temple leaping and praising God.
Hallelujah.
The problem is we won't let God break out.
Right.
Yes, Lord.
And it is so ironic, Dad, with all of this. And I don't know if you ever saw the video, but I saw the video of this man in South Africa who died. and the wife was so in tune to God to where even he had been dead for 3 days, and they had already embalmed him and everything. But she prayed so long till she brought the body into the church at the bottom of the church, down at the bottom, and by the time they got through praising God, the man got up out of the casket.
Yes, he did.
Yeah,
yes,
I saw that video myself.
So what is it, what's wrong with the church to where we can't bring even the dead in the church, and with the prayer lives of the people and the power of God that's on the inside of them can't allow the people to rise up?
Man, you want me to tell you something? In order for God to break out of us, he must first be downloaded into us fully.
Amen, amen.
The problem with the American church is we have been transformed or conformed to our society.
Right.
Our church services now are less than a movie that you go and pay $15 to go watch.
Right.
Everybody want to brag, I service 1 hour.
Ooh.
And God give you 24 hours a day. You boasting that we only worship for 1 hour. What's the boast about?
Literally,
I want to know what
no
is boast. And why are you in such a hurry to get out of the presence of God, preacher?
Right.
Why are you in such a hurry to get out of the presence of God, teacher?
Right. My God, my God.
Why are you in such a hurry, saint, to leave out of the presence of God when you stayed in nightclubs all night long?
Right.
Oh, my God.
Stayed in drug houses for days.
Right.
Jesus.
You stayed with whores and heifers. And stayed in your abomination for years.
Right.
But when you go in God's house, you got your watch on.
Jesus.
Everything's timed out so we can get out of here. What is your rush?
Oh, God. Oh, God, oh, God.
And you know what, Dad? You know
where are you going when you get out of the presence of God? Where are you going?
Nowhere. That's it.
Business than being in the presence of God, pastor. You're going to the golf course?
Jesus.
Where are you going? Because you got to rush to get out of God's house.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
It's foolishness. We've been bamboozled.
Oh, mighty God.
Then we want to know why we don't have no power. You don't even get God a chance to move. Come up here climbing everything. The spirit will be high, and you walk it up with a piece of paper talking about your time, you only got two more minutes. For what?
Oh, mighty God.
That's it.
Mercy, Lord.
I know somebody don't like me, and it's all right. Praise the Lamb.
That's fine. We got another
caller to join us. 818, is your mic hot?
Yes.
Who's calling today?
My name is Albertine, and I was referred by Cammie.
By Candace?
Cammie.
Cammie, okay. Bless you. Thank you for being here with us today. God bless you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Wait, what can we do for you, baby? You called in, pushed the button.
Yes. I really need, I'm calling for prayer for my finances, and I'm also praying because calling for prayer because of my family. There was a really bad incident that happened with my brother, and now the family is like totally against me, and I just really need just you guys to lift me up in prayer.
All right.
Just,
praise the Lamb of God. Let me ask you one question. Are you a member of a congregation?
Yes, I am, sir.
All right. Number two, are you a tither?
Yes, I am.
Regularly? You
regularly.
Pay your tithe?
Yes, sir.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. See, that gives foundation that you're obeying the word of God. You're not forsaking the assembling of yourself together as it is common with some. Because a lot of people don't want to go to church today.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bible said, forsake not the assembling together. Praise the Lamb of God. There's power when we come together. We're supposed to come together. On Pentecost, we're together on one accord in one place. Praise Him. So we're supposed to come together. Number two, Lamb of God, there's a curse on us if we're not giving according to the giving plan of God.
Yes.
The Word of God tells us that. You're cursed with a curse. Praise the Lamb of God. So we have to come into conforming to the Word of God that God can move on our behalf. Okay, you got those two things down pat. Praise the Lamb of God. That's that. Now, number three, praise the Lamb of God. Well, we all got something that we probably need to ask for forgiveness. So I just want you to search your heart before Bertha prays for you here. Bertha, I want you to pray for her. Praise the Lamb of God. And we're going to release the breaker's anointing on her. Praise the Lamb of God. Yoke be broken by the anointing of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
It's the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, as I come lifting up your daughter before you, Abakina, Father God, I ask you to forgive her of all of her sins, knowing and unknown. Father God, if she has even thought or said anything that was not right in your ears, God, forgive her right now. Father God, she is a tither, and she is one of your children. And God, we ask right now that you will break the bands of the curses of the enemy off of her finances. God, you said in your word that you would rebuke the defiler off of our seed offerings that we have sold unto you. God, let the harvest be released upon her right now. And Father God, we know that you are a family. Family is your love. And God, right now, in the matchless name of Jesus, I come against you, Satan, and I bind and I break, I expose, I dismantle by the authority of the Almighty God, the spirit of rebellion, envy, jealousy, malice, confusion, right now, in the name of Jesus, all of our family. You know what I mean? Peace, oh God. Joy in our family. God, we need the oil of the big anointing in our right now. They have to keep talking for our family.
He on mute. Well, praise. Okay, praise God. All right, baby. God bless you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh boy, oh boy. I tell you, more and more, ever since God has released His anointing to break upon me, PSM, it's on you. I just want you to know that. The breaker's anointing. The Lord told me yesterday that He has released the breaker's anointing upon you. I feel the fire of God all over me right now. The one.
Oh, hey, glory.
Mm. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I command it on each of you even the more. Hallelujah. The anointing of God destroys the yoke. These are the words that God spoke to me. He said, I'm anointing you with a new gift. I'm giving you the breaker's anointing. That's what He told me. Hallelujah. And the anointing destroys the yoke. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So I command every yoke of bondage. Praise the Lamb of God to be broken off the lives. Everyone that hears my voice in this day, praise the Lamb of God. That the breaker of anointing be upon you. Hallelujah. And that thing is broken in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. And amen. We got another caller here. Praise the Lamb of God. Eric 0567. Your mic is hot.
Yes, sir. Thank you. This is LaShawn out of Toledo, Ohio.
Hi, LaShawn. How are you doing today?
I'm wanting prayer, if that's okay. I had a conversation with a young man on today, and it has me wanting to know my father, wanting to meet him, know who he is, and just have a conversation with him. I've never met him. I'm not even sure who he is. And so I'm just really, that kind of burden is on me to want to know who he is. And so if you guys could lift me up in prayer regarding that.
So you want us to intercede. Praise God, I don't want to miss you now. You want us to intercede for this young man that you met?
No, that'd be great, yes. Prayer is always great for all of us, but my specific request was that I get the opportunity to meet my father, know who he is, and meet him, have a conversation with him.
Oh, you're talking about your earthly father?
Yes.
Okay. I'm trying to see if you're trying to go to heaven on me or what. Praise the Lord. Okay. All right. Praise the Lamb of God. God is able to work that out. He's an orchestrator. We know that. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness gracious here. Praise the Lord. I'm going to pray for you now. Father in heaven, we give you praise and honor and glory. Hallelujah. Our God above all. Hallelujah. There is none like you nowhere. There is none that can do what you do. We thank you for your daughter, LaShawn. We thank you for our boldness to call in today, Father. Father, we know, hallelujah, that it's your good pleasure, hallelujah, that we as family members live together, walk together. We know one another, Father. There's so many men and women that's walking the planet, Father, hallelujah, that do not know their biological parent. And because of this separation, it has caused, Father, many damages, hallelujah, and psychological effects upon the minds and hearts of many. Your daughter asking for something special today that she may be able to meet, hallelujah, Father, and communicate with him, hallelujah, and get to know him in a fellowship. We know you are Heavenly Father, hallelujah, and you have been provision for her. You have been way out of no way, and no one will ever take your place. No man, Father, in her heart, neither in mine. But I pray today, hallelujah, that she requested, hallelujah, be done unto her. In the name of Jesus, I pray today that the young man she met, praise the Lamb of God, that salvation would come to his house. Hallelujah. That you would deliver and set free. That you would break the yoke of bondage off of his neck.
Yes,
that his eyes might be open to your will and to your glory. Hallelujah, God. For you told us to snatch to the fire at any cost. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and amen. Praise
amen.
The Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless you,
Hallelujah.
Daughter.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Praise God. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, the lines are on fire today. We thank and praise God. For these men and women of God, praise the Lamb of God. Who's still with us? Lonnell, you with me?
I'm still with you, Dad.
Okay, that's Lonnell. Praise the Lamb of God. And Bertha is still with me. All right, praise the Lamb. Boy, it's so good to have both of you all here with us today. Praise the Lord. I don't know what happened to the prophet. He dropped, I guess. Praise the Lord. But I just want, praise the Lamb of God, to emphasize, hallelujah, the importance, people of God, of relationship with God. That's where I was going, our relationship, hallelujah. God is a relational God. Let no man fool you. God is a relational God, hallelujah. And the more you fellowship with him and the Holy Spirit, the more, and through and by the Holy Spirit, praise the Lamb of God. Greater, hallelujah, you're going to fall into this oneness. The more you fellowship in the Word, getting that knowledge and understanding of the will and the way of God, and then walk therein, praise the Lamb of God, making the Word of God applicable to your life, hallelujah, is an empowerment by itself, praise the Lamb. When you study that word, don't study it to be a debater. When you
study
the word of God, you're studying it, hallelujah, so that you can be a witness and so that you can apply it to your own life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. And then as you apply that word, you're going to see the power and the manifestation of God. Hallelujah. Rest upon you. You're going to see the power and the manifestation of God rest upon you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My God in heaven, praise the Lamb of God. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. You know what, Lonnell? You really,
yes,
praise the Lamb of God, cracked in right at the right time. Because when I think about, hallelujah, the way we are so shut in, praise the Lamb of God, in church and enjoy ourselves in the worship experience, and then we leave, we do nothing.
Right.
Hallelujah. Right. Praise the Lamb, that we really need to break out. We need to let God break out of us. Hallelujah.
Right.
We need to let God break out of us, people of God.
Amen.
The greatest miracles that are recorded to date did not happen in a church.
That's right.
That's right. That's definitely right.
Hallelujah. The greatest miracles that's recorded to date, even in Scripture, did not, even this miracle didn't happen in church. It happened at the gate.
Right.
That's right.
Hallelujah. It didn't happen on the inside. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, so we must come to a place of understanding that the investment of the anointing and the power and the glory of the precious Holy Ghost that's upon us, praise God, is for a world society work.
That's right. That is right.
God ain't empowering you to go be the best usher in the world.
That's right. Thank you, Lord.
We need to wake up to this, people of God.
He has
called all of us to be a witness. Praise the Lamb of God. And I know we hop, I'd rather be a door. Well, that's dealing with sin. I would too. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God than to dwell in the tents with the weak, with the wicked. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'd rather be standing at the door welcoming people into the house of God. But that's not serving God.
That's not.
That's serving man. When you go, when you witness to people, praise the Lamb of God, now you're doing what Christ has commanded us and commissioned all of us to do. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I was having a conversation last night, praise the Lamb, hallelujah, concerning the Great Commission. Jesus says to us, praise the Lamb of God, go ye into all the making disciples.
That's what he said.
You got to witness, praise the Lamb of God. They must be taught and trained.
That's right. Right.
They can be a witness.
That's right.
That's the commission. Right. Baptizing them. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Teaching them
yes.
to observe whatever I commanded you. And then the Lord, lo, I'll be with you. And as many
oh.
as believe, he says, Mark 16:16, y'all know that's my text.
Right.
Jeez. Them I give power, hallelujah,
power.
Over demons of hell. Them,
hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God, they will lay hands on the sick and they will recover.
They shall recover. There you go.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Them, they will take up deadly things and it will not harm them.
That's what the scripture says.
The promise.
Hallelujah.
That's the promise to the witness bearer. That's the promise to the believer.
Yes, Jesus.
Yes.
That's the promise. Praise the Lamb of God.
That's the promise. That's Hallelujah. The promise. Hallelujah.
Do according to the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious, people of God. Hallelujah. Let me give you a couple of things, and then I'm going to summarize this and close out, praise God, in these last few minutes that we have. Today, boy, what a powerful day this is. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lamb of God. Don't forget is it next week? Praise the Lamb of God. Starting on the 12th, praise the Lamb of God. I promised my friend I would help him with this. Praise getting the word out. He's a new pastor in Flint, Michigan at the New Jerusalem Church. He's been there only a year as the shepherd. Praise God. After the transition to heaven of Bishop Otis Floyd there on Carpenter Road in Flint, Michigan in New Jerusalem. Praise the Lamb. Mike Murdoch, praise the Lamb of God. William H.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Bishop Noel Jones. Edward Branch, all will be there between the 12th. Praise the Lamb of God, the 12th. 16th, Thursday night, I know as Noel Jones will be there, praise the Lamb of God, and New Jerusalem Flint, and I know some of you are going to make your way to get there, praise the Lamb of God, for this great revival that's going to be going on in Flint, Michigan, and I'm encouraging you all, praise the Lamb of God, if you want to be in an experience, this is going to be one. Praise God. It's going to be one. Praise God. New Beginnings Revival, praise the Lamb, was successful. And I thank God for the sons and daughters, praise the Lamb of God, who went over and supported Pastor Gail. Praise the imagination, them doing prayer and all of that and dancing. And sons from here, praise the Lamb of God, Raphael and Reggie and all of them going over assisting and ministering and participating. That's what brothers and sisters are supposed to do, praise the Lamb of God. And
wow.
We thank God for your participation. Hallelujah. I thank God for each of you, praise the Lamb of God, in that respect. Now, praise the Lamb. Each of you should find a prayer call to be on, praise God. I'm going to talk to Denise, praise God, and see what we can do on the National Day of Prayer, especially for us. I know we're going to be here. At from 12 to 2, praise the Lamb of God, praying, hallelujah. But then we may just have to put a special call on the page so that we can pray for our nation, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. We need to be praying for the nation, people of God. Yes, number one, that this nation go into a stage and a state of repentance, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. America needs to repent. Through government officials. That's number one. Number two, praise the Lamb of God, that revival will come. Praise the Lamb of God to our nation. Number three, that restoration would come. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Those three things, hallelujah, we need
Amen.
Here in America. We need Amen. Those things to happen desperately. If we can just do those three, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, on our agenda of prayer and move the finger of God in that direction, praise God, we will have saved a generation, praise the Lamb.
Amen.
But the state we're going now, hallelujah, it's going to be very difficult for my daughter Gabriella to get married, praise the Lamb of God, to
hallelujah.
Anybody that's older than her, because all of them are being shot down or either being put in jail. We need people of God, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, to bring back righteousness.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We need to bring righteousness back to America
so that this nation
can prevail. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Righteousness exalts a nation.
I know. That's what
That's
Jesus
the word said. Of God.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Righteousness.
Righteousness.
Exalts a nation. So the reverse of righteousness brings it down.
That's
Hallelujah.
Right.
And it's shameful to say America has no integrity.
Amen.
Exactly.
Because integrity is being morally right. Hallelujah. That's what integrity is, being morally right. Praise the
Amen.
Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And America has lost its integrity. The moral fabric of our society has withered away. It's to do what you want to, when you want to, the way you want to. And it's and you know, they come so confused with laws. Let me give you an example. I laughed at this the other day when I read it. Watch this now. The Supreme Court in Colorado have legalized marijuana.
Wow. Yep.
Watch this now. That ain't no big shocker. This is what showed me. I have to laugh at this, Pastor. I laughed at this.
Yes.
They legalized marijuana, but if you go to work and they do a random drug test and marijuana is found in your system, your employer can fire you.
Wow.
What kind of oxymoron is that?
Wow.
How paradoxical is that? I can ride down the street smoking marijuana and my car pass a police and he can't do nothing about it.
Right.
But then when I get to work, my employer can fire me.
Wow.
There's something wrong about that. Praise the Lamb of God. We got a caller. Hallelujah. Erico 818.
Go ahead, Shawnee.
Yes, my name is Chantel, and I was just calling in for prayer.
Chantel, where you from?
Originally Wisconsin.
You're not in Wisconsin
I live in California.
Okay, Chantel, praise the Lamb of God. I know this error code ain't this. Ain't no Wisconsin error code.
I'm caught off guard, so I'm just saying that.
All right, praise the Lamb of God. Are you kin to Tammy?
Yes.
You her daughter?
No, just
friends. No, we're like best friends, sisters type thing.
Okay, praise the Lamb of God. And now how we're directing our prayers for you?
Excuse me?
How are we directing our prayers, and what area are we praying about?
I'm just overwhelmed with something and trying to make a decision on what to do and when to do it, but it's just overwhelming and I'm like stressing out about it.
Okay, praise the Lamb of God.
And,
all right.
And also for my health.
And also for your health. Okay, Pastor Lionel, would you lead us in prayer?
Okay, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift this woman of God up to you, God. So right now, God, we ask you, our God, to forgive for every sin, knowingly and unknowingly, blot out the transgressions and iniquities. And God, even through her body, your word says, by your stripes, she is healed. So we speak to her body, that our body will line up into the healing mode that you have created to be. And we
Hallelujah.
Thank you in the name of Jesus, God, that she's going to walk in her healing. And even we cast out the spirit of frustration out of her life in the name of Jesus, the spirit of stress in the name of Jesus. We cast it out, and we
speak right now, that she will have a fresh mind. So, God, let that mind that you said, let that mind be in you that is also in Christ Jesus be restored into her mind. And if she's not in a part of her life, let you become part of her life right now as you speak, God, that she may say, God, I want to be with you like never before. I want you in my life like never before. God, we speak it right now in the name of Jesus, that woman of God, you will rise up from the situation, that whatever you're in, and trust God. So, God, we trust in you to speak to us even right now. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you reverence, and we say thank you for doing a complete work in her life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Woman of God, Lamb of God, be encouraged, knowing that God has heard our prayer. Hallelujah. And have peace. I speak peace to you. Praise the Lamb of God. I speak peace to your spirit. Speak peace to your mind and your heart and your soul. Be at peace. In Jesus' name, Chantel. Be at peace.
Yes, Lord.
Peace. The peace of Jesus Christ that surpasses understanding. Hallelujah. God bless you all today. People
God,
have started. Hello?
Before you let her, let her go, Chantel.
Yes.
I want to let you know something real quickly.
Okay.
Whatever you involve in, God just told me to tell you, let it go.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You don't let it go. It's going to destroy you. So let it go. And trust God to replace what he's told you he's going to replace.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Yeah, that's on there, boy. Oh, boy, the oil is on him. Praise the Lamb.
Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Now, she need to cut the fella loose. Let that dude go. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Now, listen. People of God. Hallelujah. We have had a wonderful show today. Don't forget, praise the Lamb of God, our products, PSMINTL, praise the Lamb of God, our books, oil, everything is there for you to order. If you desire that, praise the Lamb of God, then, people of God, you can make a donation to the ministry there, praise the Lamb of God, and register for the conference that's going to be in Chicago, November the 6th. The 7th and 8th, you can start registering. Praise the Lamb of God and paying your registration fees. The last thing is, don't forget to put your $16 in your can. This is the 16th week. Save that dollar a week. Praise the Lamb of God. You will have over $1,300. Praise the Lamb of God. About time the conference come around. A dollar for every week of the year. Praise the Lamb of God. Just the 16th week, you save $16. Next week, you save $17. The 30th week, you save $30. Praise the Lamb of God. All the way to the 52nd week, you'll have over $1,300 saved. Praise the Lamb of God. I bless you. I love you. I'm excited about your future because God is making all of us brand new.
Rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on. Do God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see. The perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice because I'm the potter, I'm the clay. now I see the perfect will that my